That's the Shemesh Bochum begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tumas Meres, the laws of Tumah from a dead person in the Sefer Tahara, which in this Perek the Rambam discusses things, vessels that do not become Tumah from the mess, and regarding the laws of Goyl, which is the covering of the coffin. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf with the vessels that are not Makabal Tumah. Atmos Hadog V'Oire, the bones of fish and their skin, Ha'izman Kelim, some makes vessels out of these elements, in Makabal Tumah Klal, they're not susceptible to Tumah at all. Let me retire, but let me safe, not for biblical law, not for rabbinical law, which we learn from a beg. It has to be something that grows from the ground. Or so too, let's say, the green moss that grows on the surface of the water, things like that, which tar, whatever, like we said, is not growing from the ground, rather grows in the sea, it's going to be tar, commercious bar, beggars, kim, like it's explained the laws of Kelim, perikav, alacha, gimel. The figure of therefore, if someone makes an oil, a canopy from fish skin, from this wool, that this woolly substance that grows in the oceans. In as mishal oil zem makabotuma, the essence of this tent is not makabotuma, meaning it itself is not makabotuma. Ava bisham ebi satuma lochalish yitachtav, although it does cause tuma for whatever is beneath it with the mess, kishar oilam like all other oilam, but it itself, like we spoke about in the previous parak, will not become tummy. Halacha base. Kleglalam, dungware, which is made from the dung of animals, or kleavonim and earth and stoneware, or kleadama and earth from just earthware itself, in makabotuma, it's not susceptible to tuma. Limited return, but limited receiver. Not from biblical, not from rabbinical law. Ben tumas mess, ben char tumas. Whether tuma from a dead person, whether all other tumas. Vechein, again, we're talking about all the exceptions to the vessels of being makabotuma. Is kliyet to asal nachas. If you have a wooden vessel that's made to be stationary, not to be moved from place to place, could go in a table like a box, or a migdal in the closet, or a kavetis, that which is made in the shape of a beehive, sheimach zikim arbom sa balach, which contains a measurement, it could contain 40 sa of liquid, and the yilim shalayim, and it has a bottom, in makabot, meaning something on the bottom, underneath, in makabot to makal, they're not susceptible to tuma at all, because it has to be metalta molibereken, as we learned from what's similar to sak, which is one of the cases mentioned in the Torah, and this is too big to be moved full. And if it's not makabot to tuma, limited to tevah, limited to tevah, not from biblical law, not from rabbinical law, and this last category is what's called kli'etza babamida. These are wooden vessels that come oversized, they're too large. That's the exception also to the laws of tumah. Halacha gimel, kli'etz. Now regarding wooden vessels, pshutim, if they're flat, term they're tahar. They're not makabel tumah. Makableim, if they have a receptacle, tmeim the makabel tumah. So to klicharis, earthenware vessels, pshutim, if they're flat, tahim they're tahar. Makableim, but if they have a receptacle, tmeim they're going to be tummy. Moreover, now regarding klicheres, they in matama elim avirim. They only are makabel tuma from the airspace, or if it has a zav, or by being moved by a zav. Now, a filo nugget klicheres by meis megaba. Even if the earthenware vessel is touching a corpse, which is the most severe level of tuma, from its outside, ein mistama does not become tummy. Now, but if nichnas a tuma and a tumas ba'avir, but if let's say one of the types of tuma is coming to its airspace, but even if it didn't touch it, nitma it will become tummy. If the earthenware vessel was with a corpse in the same room, in the same oil, nitma becomes tummy. Because the tumma permeates the whole area, including the airspace of the klicheres. But the mukav tumma possible. Let's say it was covered with, fastened with a seal. Who umasha b'teicha tar? Then the earthenware vessel and what's inside of it is going to be tar. Commercial like explained the Torah. Shein tumma nechnas aloy el mepischa, because the tumma can only enter into it from its opening. Or over hasar zav, or by being moved by zav, sharihu kamisha naga bakuli. That's as if it touched the whole thing. That's what moving is. So here, where it's fastened with a seal, so it cannot go inside, and if it's going to be tar. Lachadalad continues regarding that of a goyl. Well, it's a goyl. If someone makes the goyl, which is the covering of the coffin, midavish in makabel tumah. Someone says it itself is not makabel tumah. Could go in, for example, shenich al gabei kevel, like you put on top of the grave, even a stone, a clay adama, or earth vessel. We spoke about all these cases before. A wooden vessel that's oversized, which these things are not makabel tuma. Or it's an earthenware vessel that's fastened and covered with a seal. Or hadag v'atzmai, or the fish skin, or the bones of the fish. Like it's available, all these types of things where they themselves are not makabel tuma. But now using it as a girdle, a cover for a coffin, that has a different halacha. If someone's going to touch these items, they will be tummy for 7 days, mishum negei b'goyl, not because of the things themselves, for halacha of tumas kli, but because of a goyl of a grave, which has halacha as the grave. Vim parshum li is goyl, but if let's say it stopped, it was separated from being a goyl, or the corpse was removed from beneath them, then they're back to be tarim, because they're not a goyl, and they themselves are not makabel tuma. So to an animal was bound, it was tied down, v'asai segel, and it was made to be like a covering of a grave. And the geir bud tamei tamei shiva, because machi geil. So whoever touched an animal, which is not something that's mekabel tuma, but now as long as it's functioning as a geil, it will make a person who touched it tamei for 7 days. Now hit abeim, if they untie the animal, they tie it, so then it's tar like all other animals. V'chein tatu chavah shimalei mashkin. We have a barrel that's filled with liquids. Mukefes tamei pasul that's covered with a fastened seal. But also as a geil lemeis. Now you make it for a covering for a corpse. Whoever touched it is tamei for 7 days. But v'chavas v'mashkin tarim. The barrel and the liquids inside are going to be tar because the barrel separates between them and the tumah, which it doesn't go into the kli, and therefore they're going to be tar. But it still functions as a girl to mimtam other people. Halacha hey, kaira shasah goyil lekever. Now let's say there was a beam that was made as a covering for a grave. So bein amedus, whether it's standing up, bein mutal tzido, whether it's on its side, ain't tamei el keneged pesach hakever b'vad. It's only going to be tummy, that which is opposite the opening of the grave. But if someone touches the end that's sticking beyond the grave, tar, that's still going to remain tar. Now, let's say also Rosha Goyla Lekever. Let's say the top of the beam was made as a covering for the grave, where it wasn't on the trunk of the tree, which is wide, rather on the opposite end, which is not as wide, and therefore the thickness doesn't go beyond the opening of the grave. Now, so we're not talking anymore the sticking out beyond the, let's say, the width. So we're talking about rather the height over here, because it's just not relevant, the width, because it only takes up that amount of space of the grave itself. Now, let's say standing on the grave, like a tree, which is vertical. So whoever touches from this beam, 4 hand breaths close to the grave, that's tamei shum goyel, that's going to be tamei for the lach of goyel. But from 4 tvachim and above, the person is going to be tar, because the status of goyel is only for that of a 4 tvachim, where obviously if it went beyond the width, it also would not have. It's just that the freisha was talking about the width, and here we're talking about the height. Now, says the Rambam, when we say this, that above 4 tvachim, it's not going to have a tumah b'goyel, it's mizmancho asa lakot, so he says, when he's going to cut off the top, because you generally don't have a covering that's so high. And that's up until 4 tvachim. But if he's not going to be cutting, he's going to leave it no matter how high it is, then kula goyel, it's all considered as the covering of the coffin, of the grave, and it's going to have the tumah b'goyel. Halacha vav. Shtei avanim g'dayles. Let's say there's 2 large stones. Shal dal dal tvachim, each one of 4 tvachim. Shasan goyel, that they were made as a cover of the coffin. So if someone goes and leans over any one of these 2 stones, tamei, it's going to be tamei because the stone that's 4 tvachim is fit to be a goyel. Now nidla achas, if one of them is removed, if someone leans over the second one, it's going to be tahar, but because there's now you removed one of the stones, there's room for the tumah to go out, and therefore this doesn't have the status as a goyel anymore. Halacha zayin, gal shel tzroiris. Let's say you have a pile of pebbles, shasu goyel lekever, which was made as a covering for the grave. Ain tamei ela seder hapanimi. So the pebbles are essentially a rose on top of rose. And the bottom rose, which are called the inner order, that's the only one that becomes tamei as the goyel. That's what's needed for the grave. Whoever touches the rest of the stones, it's going to be tar, because that's not considered as the goyel. It's not the cover. It's what's on top of the cover. And because they're all different pebbles. Halacha ches. Ram continues regarding the if the grave was carved out into the stone of, let's say, a mountain. So Arun Shukhakuk Besel, if you have a coffin, so to speak, that was carved out into the bedrock. So it was never removed from the ground. V'nicha b'ayimes, and you put a dead person inside of it. V'chesu b'gol, and you cover it with a cover. So anegeh b'asel l'v'chol mokum tar. Whoever touches the rock itself, wherever it is going to be tar, because that's what's called karka oilam, which is not metame, because if not, then one grave would be metame of the whole world. The ground is one entity. So that remains tar. But then the geba girl, whoever touched the cover, it's tummy, it's going to be tummy. Lemaza dem, what could you compare this to? Lebar gugl moli mesim. If you have a large pit filled with dead people, and you have a large rock on the opening, shein tummy, el keneged chalala. The only thing that's tummy is opposite the airspace, which is what's on top, which is the girl. Now, vimban and nefesh, if let's say they build a small room, a mausoleum, sometimes you find in the cemetery, there's like a structure built on top of the grave, and you build it al-gaba on top of the grave. So this nefesh, this building, is kekever sasim, has the halachic status as a closed grave, which the halachis of a closed grave is umetame kol saviv, it contaminates whatever around it. Again, like we're saying, not only that what's on top. Now, let's say this grave that was carved out into the rock was ruchava milmata, was wide on the bottom, vitzar milmala, and it's narrower as it gets to the top. It's like a trapezoid. Vames b'toicha, and the corpse is inside. So, the geaba milmaton tahar. So, whoever touches of this grave on the bottom part is going to be tahar. Like we said before, whatever's part of the ground, the sela is a part of the mountain. That's going to be tar. Or mamalon, but if you touch it on the top, where it narrows, so then tame is going to be tame. And the reason for that is, sheharet staden milmalo, because the sides on the top, either the gear says samchu agave mes, it's leaning on the dead person, or it's sachachu agave mes, which is covering over the dead person. So v'nasi kagail, this is actually like a gail. Because since it's wider on the bottom, and then it keeps on getting narrow, so this is like covering over the dead person. Oh, so that's going to function like a girl, and it's going to be tummy for that reason. Let's say the other way around. Let's say the grave was wide on the top, and it was narrow on the bottom. So on the geba, whoever touches this grave, in all situations, going to be tummy, because it does not have the locha of karka elam. It's all considered like a grave, because it's only narrow on the bottom, and the rest is considered as part of the Oren, not part of the grave itself. And if someone touches, in all areas, going to be tummy. Now, let's say Haisa Shava. Let's say it wasn't wide or narrow. It was all straight lines. So, whoever touches from a hand breath near the ground and higher, it's going to be tummy. That's considered like from the Oren. From a hand breath and beneath, it's going to be tar. It's going to be like part of the ground. Nikiv arm basela. Let's say they make a hole for a coffin in the rock. And they stick the corpse inside of it like a large peg, where it seems like that there's a narrow hole that you stick the dead person through his legs or through his head. And such a hole is not like a coffin. So therefore, Hanageba, whoever touches it, Mekamakam Tar, it's always going to be Tar, because it can have the Lacha like Karka Oil, like the ground itself, because not like an Oroin in that sense. Chutz Mekam Pescha, except the area where the opening is, that's going to be the one place, but the rest of it is going to have the Lacha like Karka Oil, and it's going to be Tar. Alacha Tes, Ma'ora Shakever Betecha. So if there's a Ma'ora, which that's the title that is often used for the Kivri Tzadikim, but it's a cave, where the grave is inside of that cave. And there's a chatzar, there's a courtyard in front of that cave. So bezmancha chatzar la'aver, in other words, if it's the courtyard is open airspace, there's no roof on top of it. So I'm going to take a tar. Whoever stands inside the courtyard is going to be tar, even if he's close to the grave. Although we always made a gezer of tumah of dalet amos close to the grave, but a courtyard that has boundaries, they weren't gezer. B'vachal yiga b'mashkev amar, as long as you don't touch the lintel of the cave. But if the courtyard is covered with a roof, so if there was at least an area on the side of the cave, an uncovered area of 4x4 tefachim or more, then whoever enters is going to be tar. But if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, whoever goes is going to be tamei, even though he did not touch for the opening of the cave, because since it's covered, so then we give it all the halacha of tumah.